Here is a special reminder for our on-demand and podcast listeners. KFUO will be celebrating our worldwide ministry with Share-a-thon 2016, a three-day live event Thursday, April 21st through Saturday, April 23rd. Listen on our worldwide stream and on AM 850 KFUO in St. Louis. Join us and enjoy all the live fun, plus hear from some of your favorite on-air friends. Again, Share-a-thon 2016 is April 21st through April 23rd. If you can't listen live during our 3 days of Share-a-thon, remember you can support us online anytime at KFUO.org. Just click a Give Now button on our website, or you can email us and ask us about other giving options. Email gifts at KFUO.org. It's KFUO supporters like you who make these worldwide online programs possible. Please prayerfully consider supporting KFUO today. And thank you for listening and supporting KFUO.
You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Wednesday, April 13th. Joining me in studio, a great group this morning. Maureen Lenz, welcome back to His Time. Glad to have you here as Volunteer Connection Manager. Thanks so much for being my guest this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
You brought a whole crew with you this morning as well, talking about volunteers here at the LCMS International Center and throughout the LCMS.
Yes.
Well, let's see. Who did you bring? You brought Debbie Feenstra. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning, Andy.
And Debbie, you work together in mission as the membership coordinator, right?
Correct.
What is Together in Mission membership coordinator? What do you do?
Together in Mission is a program to link congregations and groups with missionaries to form a relationship. We ask the congregations to pray for the missionary, to encourage the missionary through emails and Skype and cards. And also to financially help support them as they go and share the gospel around the world. And in respect, we ask the missionary to do the same, you know, for the church, is to pray for that church, pray for their outreach, keep them encouraged by talking about what work is going well, what they can pray for, and then if possible, when he comes back or she comes back on home service, to visit that church and keep that encouragement going.
Very good. And also just a few desks away, Chandra Thurman, Director of Missionary Network Care and Support. Chandra, welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Glad to have you in studio. All this time we run into each other here in the building. First time to have you all in studio this morning. Glad to have some time talking about what you do here for our volunteers and our missionaries and getting everybody connected. So tell us a little bit about your work, Chandra.
I oversee and manage the day-to-day activities as our staff work with our missionaries, congregations, individuals, as well as volunteers and other staff in this building.
And speaking of volunteers, you brought along Peg Robson. Good morning, our token volunteer. Peg, glad to have you in studio this morning.
Good morning, Randy. Thank you.
Glad to have you here and learning about your work. What is it that drew you to consider volunteering as here at the LCMS?
Well, I'm a lifelong LCMS member, and my husband took a call a year ago to the International Center as the chief mission officer. So we moved down here about a year ago, and it was a time in my life when I could kind of decide what would I like to do with my time. And I've always wanted to do volunteer work, but never had that opportunity. So I looked into it.
What are the types of things that that you get to do as a volunteer here?
Well, pretty much my volunteer work here has been with Together in Mission, helping Debbie and her team, and with various filing, mailings, data entry, phone calls, sometimes follow-up phone calls to congregations who have received packets requesting that they support a missionary and following up to make sure that they have received those and just, you know, just filling in, doing whatever we can do to help the staff here.
Sure. As you serve as a volunteer and making those phone calls, what have you learned along the way? Have you learned anything interesting about the congregations you get to talk to or other folks along the way?
I think the thing I've really learned the most is, I mean, I've always had a lot of respect for missionaries and their families, but this experience has only increased that. It's been so interesting, you know, just to see where they're serving and see the behind the scenes here at the Synod on how all this support takes place.
All the magic that can happen in cubicles, right?
Yes. When you're in the parish, you just don't know, you know, all the things that go on here.
Sure, sure. There's a lot of work, a lot of busy bees in the building here, working hard to support our missionaries out in the field and others serving our parish ministries as well, stateside here, and our chaplains. Lots of people working hard in this building to support that work and keep everything organized, keep us all connected and informed as well. So thanks so much for your volunteer service and spending time with us here at the International Center.
You're welcome.
Now, Maureen, this is a time to celebrate volunteers as well, right?
It is. April is the month to celebrate volunteers because it's National Volunteer Month. So we've taken the opportunity to have a really nice luncheon, and we had the opportunity of connecting with some national missionaries to kind of promote that endeavor here. One of the things that Volunteer Connection does is try to educate people about what is going on here. There's so many opportunities in volunteerism. There's so many different ministries that are seeking help. It's just, you never know where people's interests are until you offer them that opportunity. I think one of the nice things that Peg kind of alluded to is you get the opportunity to see really what is going on and how you can make a difference being a part of something that's so awesome. You know, your day-to-day tasks become something that's more meaningful to those in the field.
Sure. Sometimes it might seem like a small task or something that doesn't seem all that meaningful, but when you realize where it fits in the big picture, it makes a big difference.
Absolutely. I know, as Peg referenced, you know, she's done a lot for Together in Mission, and, you know, it has really allowed us to do more things. You know, it allows us to get out of the office and meet with congregations. It allows us to connect with congregations in a different way. And so without volunteerism, those opportunities would be greatly lessened.
Tell me more about Volunteer Connection.
So Volunteer Connection exists to be able to engage, equip, and empower individuals to come and serve the national and international ministries here at the Synod. We have ongoing opportunities where people can come in on a weekly basis if they want to come in twice a month. We have other opportunities that are just maybe quarterly mailings. So we do provide a variety of opportunities, and we do try and meet the interest of what people have. I mean, if you're one of the individuals that says, "Ooh, I really don't want to talk on the telephone," we would never place someone there. We would provide those opportunities for interest. It's really important to find out what brings you joy, because that keeps you coming back.
Debbie, tell me about some of the volunteers that have made a difference in your work.
Peg is one of them. You know, it's not just a matter of them volunteering. They become part of our family. You know, they help us move forward in so many ways. They share ideas to say, you know, could we maybe do this a little differently? You know, it gives us that are so close to the projects a way of seeing another bird's eye view of things. You know, they've saved us time. They've saved us money. You know, the congregations, you know, appreciate when they call them. You know, they thank them for their service also, because they know that this is something that they do from the heart. Mm-hmm. You know, and so we really appreciate everything that they do. And so I can't tell you how much money that they have saved the Synod by coming in, volunteering, and doing tasks that maybe would have never gotten done, or maybe would have taken a full-time staff person weeks to do. So it really has saved them a lot of money, you know, by the volunteers coming in. And I think everybody in the building really appreciates them. And we look forward to when they do come in. We look forward to seeing them, because they are part of our family.
Absolutely. Volunteers are the happiest people to work, right?
That's right. They are.
It's one of those things that you just love to embrace and capture the energy and the enthusiasm. It's one of the things I think that brings staff joy.
Chandra, how have volunteers been helpful in missionary network care and support? How does that make a difference in your area?
Well, just from a manager's perspective, as Debbie mentioned, they have helped us streamline processes. I do not consider them as free help, I look at them as an extension of our professional and paid staff here. So I am always open to any ideas that they have to help us with our processes. And Debbie knows my motto is we prefer to work smarter, not harder. So I do appreciate when volunteers come in with different ideas because it's fantastic.
Peg, what would you say is something that keeps you coming back as a volunteer and maybe even inviting others to volunteer?
Well, this is a wonderful environment to work in. The staff here is just so warm, welcoming, appreciative. We have fun. We work hard, but we have a lot of fun, too. And it's just, you know, working for the Synod, you know, overall, it's such a good purpose to do just a little something that will help spread the word of Christ.
Mm. I appreciate the perspective that you brought earlier, too. It's so easy when we're, you know, before I served here at the International Center, to have ideas of what happens at Synod, what happens at the International Center, and to be here now in the International Center and have that perspective of, wow, there are so many people that are working so diligently, and to get to be a part of that is very encouraging and exciting as well, to meet so many people from so many different backgrounds, people who have come here from around the country, from around the world, really, to be a part of this, you know, who have unique gifts and talents that that are all brought together in one place. It's kind of a place that's bubbling and overflowing with unique gifts and talents in one place. It's kind of neat to see the diversity as well that you experience through all those gifts and talents in one building.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's one of the really unique things that I have found being here is the opportunities really are endless. You know, but there, you talk about ideas, you share things. I mean, again, it goes to streamlining processes. It goes back to, you know, feeling like your opinion and your experience is valued, mm-hmm. because everybody brings those gifts and talents that, you know, sometimes it's just at that right time when you're working on projects. Sometimes I'm always amazed at how we have the right people in the right place.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
Those things I always find very cool.
Maureen's leadership is really great as well. You come in, everything's ready for you to go. I mean, it's not a situation where you come in and you're floundering, you know, where is the supplies? What am I supposed to do today? Who do I talk to? I mean, everything is just, she does a great job of coordinating everything, making sure you've got everything you need. She's very approachable, and so are the rest of the staff.
Maureen, what are some of the things that volunteers could do? We've talked about some of the things that Peg has done. What are some of the opportunities for volunteers now and in the future?
Absolutely. You know, the we always have a variety of computer tasks. We do many things in Word, Excel. We work in different databases. We also have opportunities for individuals who, you know, like that attention to detail and want to see if they can find, you know, different information through research.
Mm-hmm.
We do need a lot of phone callers to be willing to connect with the congregations. When some of our callers, it's kind of fun because even though you are calling different people, it's funny how you will run across somebody you've known in the past. So mm-hmm. Having phone callers would be a great asset for our team. You know, we do a lot of organizational projects, and we have a library right now, and we're inventorying all the books, categorizing them. So there's a lot of opportunities, and that's just within the ministry that I mm-hmm. serve, the LCMS. If those are not things that you can serve here at the International Center, you know, you can go to our website. There's a lot of opportunities within health, in disaster. So there's the mm-hmm. opportunities are endless.
Absolutely. And I'm sure with all the people that you meet, Peg, you might find yourself in the same situation that I am from time to time. I call it Lutheran bingo, where, you know, I'm talking to someone and I realize, oh, yeah, I went to college with them or with their with their son right. or daughter. Do you find that in your conversations, especially on the phone?
Sometimes, yes.
Or with conversations with folks here in the building, too, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. That's happened numerous times. I've started talking with someone here in the building and realized that we have some sort of connection in our history. history as well, worked with them or a relative, or went to the same church as they did, or someone that served a church where a relative of theirs served as a pastor or a teacher or something like that. It's really kind of a small world sometimes when you start realizing that the saints of God are all over.
You know, one of the interesting things that they say within volunteerism is that one of the biggest reasons why people do not volunteer is because they're not asked.
Oh.
And so, you know, today, you know, we are asking that you search inside yourself and to see if, you know, you have those gifts and the time to be able to share with others. So if you are inclined to serve, you know, we encourage you to take this opportunity and join us.
This is your personal invitation if you're listening this morning. Maureen, how can we become volunteers? What steps do we need to take?
So you can contact me. My phone number is 314-996-1629. We also have our application online. If you go onto the website, you will see how to get involved, and Volunteer Connection is listed. You can go and learn a little bit more about what we do, our fellowships. We also have our application online.
And let's give that phone number one more time.
Sure. It's 314-996-1629.
996-1629. Very good. Well, folks can give you a call to volunteer, learn more about volunteering, come meet some of the other volunteers. How about choosing the times that you serve as a volunteer? Is there a schedule for that, or how do we work out the timing of that?
For schedules, I usually ask that people come between 8 and 3, just because we make sure that we have staff that are available during your time of service. But we're here Monday through Friday. Again, if that type of opportunity doesn't work for you, there's plenty of opportunities on the website.
Right. Now, Peg, I know you also volunteer at Concordia Historical Institute as well and get to experience some fun and unique things through that service as well, right?
Yes.
What's the most unique thing you've gotten to do with Concordia Historical Institute? I know they have a lot of volunteer opportunities as well.
I've been helping out there since November, and I've been working on a project with the framed objects, and they had information in various different sources throughout the building. And so the first thing I did was on an access database, combine everything. So now they'll have one place where they can go and search for things. Now I'm at the point in the project where there are some things that they want taken out of frames. So I've been going in jeans and, using tools, hammers and various things to get, because some of those older pictures were framed in very unique ways.
Rolling up your sleeves, ready to work. Well, this has been very encouraging. Again, I want to give that phone number for volunteers.
It's 314-996-1629.
Thanks so much for being my guest this morning. Maureen Lenz, Volunteer Connection Manager, thanks for being my guest today.
Thank you. I'm grateful.
Peg Robson, volunteer here at the International Center, thanks so much for being my guest.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
And Debbie Feenstra, the Together in Mission Membership Coordinator, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And Shonda Thurman, Director of Missionary Network Care and Support, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Coming up in just a little bit, our study of the daily New Testament reading. We'll study with Pastor Brant Hoffman from Christ Lutheran Church and School in Coos Bay, Oregon. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO.